Hey, this is Monty Colvin from Monty's Rockcast and the band Galactic Cowboys. Now, what some people don't know is I'm also an artist extraordinaire. If you're looking for some art that rocks, check out my website, MontyColvinArt.com.
Crack release with Ain't No Talking With Your Mouth Full. I think that a lot of the normal guys in the chat room probably can relate to that. And then kicking off the show tonight, we heard some Airborne with some Armed and Dangerous, and a brother in arms that understands being armed and dangerous, much like myself, my good friend and partner, Chris Aiken. What's going on there, Chris?
What is up? How are you doing, man?
Keeping the loaded 44 handy, or the loaded 45 rather.
You know, I got mine right here. It's always here.
So keep those guns handy, kids. Keep those guns handy.
Just in case.
So this one is my favorite. I got to tell you, this FN 45 is definitely one of my favorite.
That's a nice little murder weapon there.
It is. It's easy to handle. It's very well balanced. It doesn't have much of a kick to it. Very powerful. And it's a clean looking little weapon.
Yeah. And so somebody coming up them steps over there right by where you are, their head would come clean off.
Yeah. Well, this one is the one that I keep close, you know, by the bedstand, and that I basically carry with me. So, right. You know, that's the fun one.
Nice. Nice.
So, yeah, I was just in the mood today to get the weapons out again and clean them up a little bit and have them at the ready.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you never know.
Yep. That's it. Got to be ready just in case.
It's better to have a gun and not need it than need a gun and not have one.
That's right. That's right.
I was watching a movie today. I watched a couple of older movies today.
Okay.
Did you ever see the Christian Slater movie with what's the girl's name from Nightmare on Elm Street?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, part, you know, the blonde chick, the dream warrior. What's her name? Arquette?
Patricia Arquette?
Was it Patricia?
One of them.
Was it Susanna Arquette or Patricia? Maybe. I think Patricia Arquette.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, did you ever see the movie called True Romance?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's an old movie. I never watched it because of the title mostly.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that's just going to be some kind of cheesy, romantic comedy or something.
Oh no.
Wow. Was that a violent, fucked up movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Not real. Not real friendly there.
Yeah.
It wasn't a chick flick at all.
No, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I know I missed that one. What is that, like 91 or something?
It's been a long time now.
It's an older movie, but I watched that today and I was actually pleasantly surprised. It's like, how did I miss this one? Yeah. Oh. But that big shootout scene
it's only 30 years old. No spoilers.
That big shootout scene in the hotel room with the cops and the Guidos and the movie producer.
Yeah.
All of them get blown away and Christian Slater and his chick sneak out with $200,000. That was just like, holy shit. Every one of those guys bought it.
Yeah, they did. was kind of like, it's almost like that ending scene in Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Where like everybody except for what's his name? Aaron Paul dies.
It's like, wow. Well, had I known that movie was, was full of guns and drugs and, you know, that kind of stuff, I probably would have watched it, decades ago,
30 years ago.
But I just caught up with that today.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw another one, which was kind of fucked up. It was another older movie. It was, what's his name? Nicholas
Cage
in the movie. I think it was called Matchstick Men.
I haven't seen that.
He was a con man and he ran a scam he had a partner and they would scam people out of money. They would, you know, basically do these phone things like, hey, you won a big prize, you know, and that kind of a thing. And they set him up to say, well, see, you can avoid paying taxes on this prize if you write us a check for X amount of dollars and it'll show it as a purchase for this amount of money. But the prize is worth like, you know, 10 times that.
Sure.
So they would send a courier around to pick up the check from the people they scam so they could avoid postal fraud.
Right.
You know, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of a interesting movie in itself, because in the end, Nicolas Cage, he literally had probably well over $1 million put away in a safe deposit box.
Nice.
And his partner conned him into believing that his ex-wife, Nicolas Cage's ex-wife, when they split up, she was pregnant. She was like 2 months pregnant.
Right.
And his partner conned him into believe through a psychiatrist. I mean, it's a long story. I'm not going to try to get, you know, analyze it. That he had a child from that marriage like 14 years ago.
Okay.
And so he ends up meeting this young girl who's supposed to be 14 and his daughter.
Right.
And starts hanging out with her, but she's just actually a con woman herself.
Right. Talking about.
Yeah, basically it all ends up that he ends up giving out the safety deposit box account number to get into it.
Right.
And he gets basically taken for, you know, all of his money right. from his partner.
And the con got conned.
Exactly.
Right.
So that was kind of a fucked up movie.
Sure.
So I was just kind of on a binge today, just kind of watching just goofy movies that I've never seen before. It's like, yeah. I know of this, but I've never saw it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So it was a couple of good ones.
That's cool.
Yeah, but when the True Romance movie was on, I thought, I think it's time to break out the guns and get those.
Get out the old cleaning kit.
Yeah, no kidding. So that's what I did today.
Nice. Very nice.
Yep.
Well, nothing spectacular over here. I worked on heavy metal television all fucking day.
Yeah, so what's the latest and the greatest in that?
I've got a demo up if people, our fuckbook people, want to go to the CMS network fuckbook, fuckbook.com/CMSPN. There's a tab at the top that just says heavy metal television. You can click it and start watching if you want. I've got it in beta right now.
Okay.
I have it embedded to where you just, you know, it's just muted, but it's playing. And, you know, I was adding videos left and right and, you know, working on the display of it and the errors, you know, working through some bugs and, working out the channel guide, which is pretty cool because it's set up sort of like cable TV where you have like a channel guide, but it tells you like every video that's playing and everything. So
sure.
Like if you don't know what video is playing at the moment, you can just click on the channel guide and say, oh, this is Fear Factory with Replica or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm just learning on the fly and plugging shit in and, you know, getting it going. So, you know, I've got 2 weeks to get it done and I'll get it done. You know me, when I'm up against a deadline, that means sleep becomes optional.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, I work better when there's, you know, there's a little more pressure on you, you know,
sure.
Because when you, think that, oh, well, you know, I got a little time. You're not as urgent about it.
Sure.
So when you do have a little bit of a deadline on you and you feel the pressure coming mm-hmm. down on you, that's when you sort of, you know, really cram. It's kind of like being in school or in college, right. You know, you cram all night for an exam you should have studied for 3 weeks ago.
Sure. Exactly.
So I get that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really what's going on. I don't have anything to report this week. I didn't do shit except work this whole week on, you know, I'm real focused on heavy metal television right now.
All right.
It's really my main laser focus right now to get this thing up and running and cool by July 1st. So, you know, I spent a good part of the week doing everything from making bumpers for in between the videos to, you know, adding the videos to figuring out the software to, you know, testing it on Amazon Fire Sticks and Chromecasts and, you know, phones and, you know, just doing my techie shit, really.
Yeah. Now, have you been in contact with the founding father and CEO of Heavy Metal Television this
week? Several times this week. I talked to Eric Tuesday. I talked to him twice yesterday. I talked to him once today. You know, we're in pretty much constant contact at this point.
Look at that.
So
who knew 10, 12, 15 years ago when we became aware of Eric Braverman that he would be such an integral part of your daily existence now?
Oh, he is, but that's good. You know, it's good that he actually gives a shit. So, you know, I'm so excited about this project. I cannot even explain it, man. It's so, you know, it's like the final piece to this whole network with the, you know, we already got the shows and we've got the interviews and we've got the news and we've got the podcasts and we've got the radio, but this, the 24/7 TV is the last piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Once I get that where I'm happy with it and it's, you know, running and we could start doing shows and takeover shows and having guests do shows. And, you know, it's just going to be that much cooler, man. So, you know, coming very, very soon. I'm so pumped up for it.
Well, will you be bringing Ricky Rackman and Headbangers Ball back?
No, I won't be. You know what? Gimme Metal can have that. Nothing against Ricky. I like Ricky, and I enjoy
a joke, but
I know. Well, I know, but I mean, I enjoyed watching the comeback. But you know, I'm not trying to build the old.
Right.
That's the one thing I'm trying not to do is make it too much like the old MTV. You know, I mean, it is on some levels, but you know what? It's not 1991 anymore. You know, a lot of time has passed. The way people watch TV and watch streaming stuff is different. So got to adjust to the times.
Yep.
So, yeah. And no, I'm not bringing that metal show back.
Well, you don't have some spare dollars to buy Eddie Trunk and his crew? No,
I don't want to stump the trunk on Heavy Metal Television.
Well, that was the most talked about, you know, popular show on TV at one point.
I know everybody asks him every day when it's coming back.
Every single day.
I've heard that. So, yeah, no, I think we're going to start with our own set of shows with the, you know, the five shows that we have on the network, as well as the Monty Colvin Art That Rock show. And we're probably gonna launch the another show called More Than Words with just lyric videos, and we're gonna launch a top 10 show of like the top 10 videos of the week, and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's a whole thing. It's definitely a thing. It's definitely not just me loading up a bunch of videos and saying, "Okay, jukebox, go."
Yeah, there's some actual programming involved.
Yeah, there's a lot more than I thought, but
right. Well, it's a full-time job.
It is, but I'm good at taking on four or five of those at a time. So
right.
All good, man. It's, you know what? There's worse full-time jobs I could have. I could be back at some fucking hot factory, you know, pouring metal and hoping I don't get fried again. So,
right.
You know, I'll take working with heavy metal. That's fine with me.
instead of hot metal, it's heavy metal.
Exactly. Heavy metal. And no Rock and Roll Cola. There will be no Deep Purple channel or show. But there is a Deep Purple video. I did slide one Deep Purple video in for Highway Star. So there is a Deep Purple song in the 500 or 600 songs that I've put in the playlist so far.
Are you sure you can't include something in there from Bananas?
No, no Bananas.
No? Damn it. No. That was my favorite Deep Purple record.
Well, mine too. But, you know, I was leaning toward the So What era of the band, personally.
I mean, if only we could have the Banana era.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it?
That would rule.
Yeah, that would get the same zero people watching it that are clamoring for it.
Well, I would set my clock to it. If I knew it was in rotation and I knew what time it was coming on, I would sure. definitely tune in just to check out a video from Bananas.
Sure. Well, it's going to be on at 5 a.m., Neely. 5 a.m. That's the Deep Purple hour. Dude, that's one of the coolest things about this, the new heavy metal television, is unlike how everybody else does programming, where, like, if you say something's on at 9 o'clock, it's like 9 o'clock or 6 p.m. Pacific or whatever. Mm-hmm. This is for everything but live broadcasts, which obviously don't work this way. Everything else, if you say something is, if you schedule something at 8 o'clock, it's on at 8 o'clock, no matter where you are in the world. So if we say that, like, the replay of the CMS is going to be on Mondays at 10 p.m., that's Mondays at 10 p.m. here and in California and in Tokyo and in Australia, wherever. You know, it's some cool new technology that I'm playing with that's going to make it fucking awesome.
So basically the show has to be playing simultaneously on three or four different streams.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah,
you would have to, because I mean, if you said it's at 7 o'clock, here, and it's going to be at 7 o'clock, yeah. You know, somewhere else, it's, you know, it's going to have to be on simultaneous streams. Mm-hmm. Or
something. Yeah. I mean, that's how it kind of works, is it's all tied into various platforms, and I won't get into the whole tech of it, but I understand the tech of it, and it's cool, and it's very cutting edge. You know, it's very, very different than, you know, traditional. Again, we're not trying to do traditional TV anymore. We're trying to go to the next level. So, you know, I just like being able to say, yeah, you want to watch the replay to CMS? It's on Monday at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, no matter where you are.
Yeah. And then people don't have to, you know, there's nothing worse than when somebody, you know, me who books a lot of interviews, there's nothing worse when it's like, okay, this band could talk to you at 6 o'clock and they're in fucking Spain. So then I'm pulling out the goddamn calculator to figure out, well, 6 o'clock is 8 hours different there. So it's this time, you know, it's just a pain in the dick. So, you know, it's just going to be easier. Yeah. It's on at 8 o'clock. Watch it.
All right. So, well, again, technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be fucking awesome, dude. I'm telling you.
Well, again, I brought this up before, you know, a while back, but what I find interesting, and I, you know, this is a credit to your drive and obviously your knowledge of the mm-hmm. subject, but, you know, when a multimillionaire like Anthony Cumia tried to get things started and have a channel and do this and that, it's just amazing the amount of hiccups.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trying to make, you know, the Cumia network or whatever he calls a Compound Media work. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and he tried so many different formats and cameras and technology and streaming and, you know, all this mm-hmm. other stuff, you know. And yeah. And you know, we for all intents and purposes, we kind of made it work immediately. Yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
Well, dude, I mean, the one thing that I have over Anthony Cumia is the tech knowledge, you know, so I don't have to hire somebody and trust them.
Yeah.
You know, even if I do hire somebody, I hire them, but I still understand it as well.
Yeah.
You know, I may not have the exact knowledge, but I learn fast, and, you know, and that's allowed us to do a lot of things that most people can't do. you know, the video is one major thing, is, you know, doing the whole video and the video editing and all that shit. I just learned it on the fly, which I know a lot of people don't have the ability to just, okay, I'm sitting in front of software now, I'll figure it out in half an hour. Right. You know, I know a lot of people don't have that skill, and I'm very fortunate to have that. And I think it has definitely benefited me and you over the years with the CMS, but it's also benefited now with the network. It's benefited that we can do, you know, we can do things that we could have never done before. Like the takeover show that we did on Monday.
Yeah. Well, I was going to actually lead up to that.
Yeah.
I was getting up to that.
But I mean, how cool was that, that we could literally through what, two emails back and forth, we scheduled a broadcast, had five or six people in the broadcast live, and were able to feature audio and video and everything else, you know, just that fast. And it all worked well. It's so good, man.
Yeah. Now, was there any response to that little special, you know, that was for the subscribers only, but
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there any response or any fallout or?
No fallout. I had a couple people that just messaged me and were like, oh, this was really good. And, you know, they were thrilled to hear us talking about KK's Priest. And, you know, they were thrilled that they, you know, could get a little taste. And so, you know, I mean, people were happy with it. And, you know, if people don't know what we're talking about, for the VIP subscribers on the Subscribestar, we did a segment on Monday with Neely, myself, John Drake, Tanner from Poppet's Corner, and Matt from Aftershocks and Skull Sessions. And we kind of took four tunes from the KK's Priest, and we played little clips of it. And then without really hearing any of the songs other than me, everybody gave their analysis of what they think the songs are going to be in the albums. And their, boy, some of them guys really picked it apart more deeply than I would, but, you know, but
they were looking for some kind of a Picasso with some kind of deep.
Oh, I'm telling you,
I was just looking for some ear candy. So, yeah. You know, yeah, that's what it was to me. It was just like, well, you know, this isn't the most deep lyrics and this isn't the most, you know, creative song track, but if you're, you know, cruising around in your muscle car with the windows down on a summer night, this is what you'd have cranked up.
Mm-hmm. I just thought it was a good conversation. I thought everybody had good points, and it made for a nice lively hour of bonus material for anybody that would want it. So, you know, I thought it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
So there it is. Anybody that wants to check it out, it is still over there for, you know, for probably another 3 weeks or so. It's over at subscribestar.com/CMSPN.
Okay.
So check it out if you want to.
Yeah. So we took an hour out of our evening and threw that out there. So anybody who wants to throw a few shekels at it to see it,
yeah,
have at it.
Watch me be a salesman here. Heavy Metal Dad, are the four tracks good? You'll have to pay the fucking $2 or whatever it is, $5, and find out, Heavy Metal Dad.
Yeah, you get five different opinions on it.
Yeah, you'll get five different opinions, as well as you can make your own opinion.
Sure.
So there you go. Go over there and subscribe. Stop being a cheap fuck. We give you a free show every goddamn week. Now I got to do CD reviews for you, too. Pay the money!
Well, we want it for free, man.
Free!
Free!
Free water!
Yeah,
free. That was still the all-timer.
Free water.
Nothing. We're sitting there with Jeff Pilson having a nice conversation and fucking long-haired Mike. Is that water free? Oh, and he left. Just
go
left.
They'll go get one.
Yeah, why would I want to talk with a guy that was in the band when I can go get a free water? Oh, Jesus, dude. You gotta admit, that was fun. Even Pilsen was like, what the fuck? Pilsen gave us a look like, what, am I not as important as a fucking bottle of water? That was funny shit.
This Jeff Pilsen.
Yeah.
This,
yeah. Jeff
Pilsen. I'll take this.
Yeah, I'll take the water, please.
Yeah.
Too good.
Yeah. Especially when you got a Mick Jones and a Kelly Hansen just hanging around
and Jason Bonham
just chatting it up with everybody, and you go, yeah. Water.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more of your stories, Jeff, but free water.
Oh, what a character.
Yeah, he was.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I can't believe that dude's gone. That's just, I know,
it's still weird to me even to this day. Every January, yeah, I think of that. It's just like, man, that just threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
Just weird.
Just goes to show that there is no real math to living. You know, you either live or you die, and there's no rules. There's, if you live healthy, you're not necessarily going to live to be 90, and if you live like shit, you're not necessarily going to die at 40.
Exactly.
There's no telling.
That's true. Absolutely.
But anyway,
well, outside of my movie indulgence and gun cleaning and, you know, hanging out, you know, I was pretty much consumed with work this week. I think I was asleep before 9 o'clock all week. I between the weather change and the heat and the you know, the workload and all that, it's just exhausted.
Right.
You know,
yeah. I'm not digging the heat. I don't mind the heat. I hate the fucking humidity. I don't know what you're getting in Chicago, but here we're getting these long fucking blasts of rain, and then it gets real hot behind it. So it's just like, it goes from raining where it cools down to quickly gaining 20 degrees and feeling like you're in a fucking sauna.
Yeah. It's like,
oh, this sucks.
Yep.
Hate it.
Yeah. But, you know, I just wish there was really something to do or somewhere to go. It was nice to be able to go out again. You know, I did go out to my favorite place down the street here and got some tacos today and had a couple Bloody Marys, but, yeah, again, it feels like normal again. Nobody's wearing masks. Even the wait staff is no longer wearing masks.
Good.
You know, so I still saw people today on the sidewalk, on the street, walking alone, wearing a mask.
Well, that's good.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. I when I'm out and about, I just notice it when I see people in their cars.
Yeah, that's just a bizarre thing.
It's like, why are you wearing a mask in your car?
You're by yourself.
Or even with your family.
Yeah, well, the one when you're with people, I'm not saying that. I still think that's weird. But when you're by yourself, that's even really weird.
But aren't these people with their family that are in the car? Are they wearing a mask in their house?
I don't know. You got to wonder.
I got to take a shit. Let me put my mask on so I can get off the couch. I mean, honestly, what are they doing? It's bizarre to me.
All right. I'm going to the kitchen. Put the mask on. I'm getting up.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand the mask, up.
Pulls the mask down to take a bite of a sandwich or something. Pulls it back up.
I got to stand up now. We know the Rona's up here.
Yeah. The force field's down. Yes. Force field's down when I stand up.
Even in the house.
Yeah. Oh, people are dumb.
I know. It's just, I'm just amazed at the how easily led people are today, that nobody thinks for themselves. Yeah. They don't. They just go along. They just go along with everything.
The thing is, though, I think people assume that this is a new phenomenon about, you know, with people being stupid and easily led, and it's not.
Oh, I know it's not. It's just that we have a physical way of, you know, picking them out.
Yeah. I mean, back, even if you go back to the Nazis, you know, and I know that's a bad topic. Sorry, YouTube. Sorry. I'm going to point out some history, but it isn't like they just came out one day and said, okay, we're going to start killing the Jews today. They just slowly, you know, worked it in that, you know, these people are bad and these people are bad. And, you know, we have to round them up. We have to get them in a certain place. We have to, you know, they slowly built that mantra.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's why they were well known for their propaganda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything,
they had a propaganda machine in place. And unfortunately, in this country right now, the leftist media is the propaganda machine, along with the big tech companies that censor everything that, you know, is disagreeable.
Yeah, I heard that Mark Zuckerberg's growing a 1-inch by 1-inch mustache as we speak.
Well, again, it's just so odd that all of a sudden now we can talk about that drug that Trump was talking about, that
hydrochloroquine.
You couldn't buy it, you couldn't talk about it, you couldn't mention it, but now all of a sudden, hey, you know what, this stuff is actually kind of effective against the COVID.
Yeah, it might not be so bad.
Yeah, a year later you're allowed to say that now,
of course,
but you weren't allowed to say that before because the orange man said it.
Dude,
so it had to be bad.
Of course. You know what's killing me from the very limited that I'm looking at any news or anything? At what point did every fucking company in the world deem it important to share their association with where people put their genitals? Every goddamn company is flying the pride flags.
That's because everybody's afraid.
Afraid of what?
They're afraid of criticism. They're afraid of backlash. They're afraid of losing sales. They're afraid of, you know, being blackballed for not being with it.
Are people buying any of this merch?
No, they're not. They're not. But the thing is that these leftist Marxist terrorist organizations that terrorize these corporations by, you know, protesting them and going out there with a social media campaign or whatever sheds a negative light on them. Everybody's trying to avoid that. Oh, yeah. We're down with it. Oh yeah, we're down with that.
It's just amazing. Like I was watching, you know, I watch wrestling on usually Wednesdays, but the wrestling is on Friday this week, and they must have gone to the merchandise card three different times during the wrestling thing this week with AEW's got very special Pride Month t-shirts for all these. And I was like, Pride Month?
Do the fags watch wrestling?
I don't know.
Are they into that? Do they enjoy guy on guy action? I guess they do.
I'm sure they do. Maybe they, you know, they relate it to the Greco-Roman wrestling of the, you know, that time, I guess. I don't know. I just was like, my God, do I really need to show my support for, you know, a guy taking it in the ass or a chick fucking scissor sistering? You know, do I really need to have a shirt on to show this? You know, and how does that relate to my WCW championship shirt that also happens to be gay colors or pride colors or whatever we're calling that? What do we call that? Pride colors?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't really care either. It's just, it's like, and I don't even care if people are gay.
I don't either. But the thing is why does it have to be celebrated or?
Well, that's it.
Shown a light on it. Yeah. Why?
You know, is it okay if I celebrate, hey, you know, got my dick sucked on Tuesday. Fuck yeah. Do I get a parade too? You know, I mean, that's what it seems to be, is, you know, had a woman blow me. Yeah. Straight pride.
Well, they have that. Some groups have done that.
What, straight pride?
They've done straight pride parades.
Is that a
they have. And boy, I'll tell you, the backlash, then of course it becomes into, well, you're homophobic, you're a bigot, you're anti-gay, you're this, you're that. It's like, no, I'm just celebrating the same rights as you have.
Right. I gotta imagine that the straight pride parade, the people coming out had the number in the tens?
No, it's actually pretty big.
Really?
Yeah, but the media won't cover it.
Oh. They won't.
They won't cover it. They won't talk about it. They won't discuss it. Just like all the Trump rallies. Remember all the Trump rallies?
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of people would show up. 40, 50, 60, 80,000 people would show up. The media never covered it. Never. Right. They never talked about it. They never said President Trump had a Make America Great rally in Charlotte, North Carolina. 80,000 people showed up with 100,000 people being turned away. They don't talk about that.
Neely, they were very busy covering the massive crowds that Joe Biden was drawing.
But my point is that there were big, big gatherings.
Sure.
Never heard a word about it.
Well, why would you when you got the most popular president of all time running against him?
Of course.
I mean, why would you cover that guy? He's the loser.
Exactly.
Had the most popular president in the history of presidents getting elected, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
So why would you cover anything else?
Well, the problem is, you know, since we're talking about the propaganda machine, mm-hmm. it's very selective what you're allowed to hear about.
Yeah.
There's certain things you'll never hear about, even though it happened, even though there was a large, gathering or an event or whatever, if it doesn't, meet the narrative, you'll mm-hmm. never hear about it. No reporting on it, no discussion about it. And if there is a discussion about it, it's because one guy got out of hand and he caused this thing and he got thrown out by the white supremacist who threw him out.
Right. It's as thought worthy as anything that Biden thinks about. It's just gone in like half a second.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the problem. That's the reason you didn't never hear about the straight pride parade, because it's right. Just, nope, we're not covering that.
Right.
Nope. You know, can't talk about that.
Big Raj in the chat room. Biden should have given away free water to draw a bigger crowd.
same thing with this. Now you're quote unquote allowed to talk about the origins of the Rona.
Oh, am I allowed? Thank you.
Yeah. But because before, when Trump was saying that he believed it came from the Wuhan lab, it was just like, no. It was a natural occurrence. Somebody fucked a bat.
Yeah.
That came from that wet market. Didn't come from that lab. Now all of a sudden it's like, you know what? There's a high probability it probably came from that lab.
I'd like to thank Facebook and YouTube and the media for allowing me to now talk about what I wanted to talk about a year ago. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, now it's not a conspiracy theory. Now there's some fact behind it. Oh, really?
Yeah. Why wasn't there fact when you know, the fact checkers had a task to do?
Because they weren't interested in it. It didn't fit the narrative.
Because you're a bunch of fucking dicks. That's why.
Yeah. So anyway, when you say, regardless of what it is, that, hey, I didn't hear about that, or it didn't fit the narrative, so no wonder you didn't hear about it.
Yeah, of course.
So that's why people tune into this show, because we'll tell you like it is.
Yeah, we'll say it.
And Chris has been kind enough to work his fingers to the bone to give mm-hmm. you a platform that fortunately won't get censored.
That is correct, sir.
So we have consolidated all of our guns in one platform that won't mm-hmm. get censored.
Yeah, there's no way it's getting censored.
Yeah. So
if one thing gets censored, there's always a backup now.
Yep.
There's always a backup to everything now.
Sure. So. Well, speaking of censored, what's the latest on Louder with Crowder? Anything new going on there? Have you been in contact with your boy Dave at all? Any of interest?
I haven't talked to Dave in a week or two, since they got suspended. I haven't talked to him since. I know they're back on YouTube. I'm not sure how that's going or whatever. I haven't even watched this week. I was so busy. I didn't even get to catch up on it, but I did see that they had at least one episode back on YouTube. I just happened to see it when I was working on some YouTube shit. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there. I know they got that big lawsuit that's out there. So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, still it's going to be a long uphill battle, because I'd imagine YouTube has a couple of dollars that they can fight back with.
I'm sure they do.
You know, so we'll see. But, you know, and Dave, as this thing goes, Dave will come back on.
Sure.
You know.
Well, I'm still backing a guy like DeSantis down there in Florida, who's moving ahead slowly but surely, giving people the opportunity to sue these big tech companies mm-hmm. for their censorship.
Well, they should be. If they're not gonna follow the terms of their immunity, then why should they? It's just like being in the witness protection program. Once you say where you are, well, then you don't have the protection anymore. You know, it's the same fucking thing. That the agreement of if you're a publisher versus being a platform is that you can't censor. and they're censoring.
Well, they want it both ways. That's the problem. They want it to be a town square, but they also want to be a publisher at the same time.
They want to be the mayor of town square is what they want.
Yeah.
They want to, or the more to the point, the warden of the town square, and they're not. So fuck them.
Yep. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Fuck off.
You can't have all the benefits and none of the obligations.
Yeah, you're not bigger than the fucking Constitution, even if you do think it's worthless, you fucking dicks.
Well, we will remain free speech here on the CMS as long as we're in existence. So spread the word, folks. Check out the CMS app, which is free, just like free water.
Yeah, free water, free app.
If you don't have it on your phone, that question is why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been actually listening more and more to it recently.
Sure.
I had it on today, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
And I was enjoying what I was listening to.
Sure.
And if you don't have it, it's so easy. Just go to that app. You can go on there. You can pick and choose all the shows you want. I do like that little feature that you added up in the upper right-hand corner where it's got all four.
Yeah, the radio stations. Yep.
So you can just pick and choose what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. And then, of course, you know, on the left-hand side where you go over and you can go to the video features or the podcast features or go to the live feature or go to all the different podcasts.
Yeah, it's all there.
It's all there. So you got a nice little menu on the side there.
As I keep telling everybody, if you like metal, no matter what you like, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. So why are you going all over the web to find the shit? It's all in one place on the app.
Yeah. If you just want to listen to some streaming music, you got your more harder stuff on the top there.
Yeah.
Then you got the Uncontrolled Noise, which is just a good rock channel, whether no matter what you like, whether it's classic rock or hard rock or heavy metal or a little bit of hair metal. Sure. If you like the hairball stuff, you got Hairball John Radio. And if you like to hear the archive shows of the CMS, you got the live 24/7 stream.
Yeah, it's all there, baby. Yeah.
So if you're just listening for music only, you got the music channels. If you're listening for podcast radio or any one of the shows on the CMS network, it's all there.
Yep.
And so go over there and get it if you don't have it.
Yes, sir.
So we don't talk about the app that much. We don't talk about the podcast that much and whatnot, but for those of you who may be new to the CMS podcast network, there is an app for your phone.
That's right. Get it.
Yeah, go get it. It's free, man. Exactly. All right. I say we take a break.
All right.
We'll get into some more stuff here. So
we got Steve Blaze and Wayne from Lillian X coming on here in the next segment.
Oh, that's right. I know you told me about that, but I had totally forgot about it.
Do some quick research. Quick. Research.
Research. Well, I'm a Lillian X fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I like them.
Yeah. So I've always liked those guys. Steve has been on the show numerous times over the years. So he's always a nice guy. And so what is it that they're promoting?
They're out on tour. They're getting back on tour, and they have a new singer. They have Wayne just joined the band. Wayne, who's a CMS fan. You know, he just joined the band as their new drummer. So, you know, a couple of changes in the band, and they're out there playing some shows and, you know, just getting back out, you know, nothing major to promote, is just kind of letting people know. You know, it was one of those things. I'm friends with Wayne, and I know you love Lillian X, and was like, you know what, let's try and help these guys get the word out that they're out there,
not.
You know, because we like the band.
We do. And they've always been nice to us for whatever reason. God forbid they're nice to us.
Imagine that.
But anyway, well, let's play some Lillian X. What do you think?
That's fine with me.
All right. Well, probably one of their more popular albums is Love and War.
Sure.
And let's see here. let's play the title track. What do you think?
All right.
I think people who may have haven't heard Lillian Axe in a while, once they hear this song, they'll probably go, oh yeah, those guys.
Yep, exactly.
So let's play one of their most popular tunes, get people remembering Lillian Axe.
All right,
so here it is. It's All's Fair in Love and War, exclusively here
on your Classic Metal Show. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Classic Metal Show. Get all of our episodes uncensored at www.theclassicmetalshow.com. Join us weekly from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. Eastern at www.cmsradio.net. Participate in the live chat room at www.chatandkill.com. Once again, thank you for checking out The Classic Metal Show with Neely and Chris. Hail and kill. Fuck you, pal. And hand job.